Nick Dylan was brought up on drums and guitar, but says he developed a fascination for the harmonium while in college. He likes the atmosphere it creates, calling it organic, warm, and ambient. It sounds a bit like an accordion, and like it has a keyboard, while one hand has to pump air through the back. But harmoniums are temperamental. Nick says Beenham, a manufacturer based in India, makes the best-known line of harmoniums, but it still needs a fair amount of tweaking to sound right.
Probably the difference between this and most Beenhams that you'll find is, if you watch the little meter there, you see it's perfectly lined up to A440, which... not the case when they're new, typically. And then it also sustains for a really long time. All the work to get it there is basically, that's my rule.
After splitting time the last few years between prepping and repairing instruments and a day job doing IT work at the University of Illinois, Nick recently gave up the university gig and is devoted slowly to helping harmoniums sound better. Now more of a mechanic of harmoniums, Dylan also performed for a number of years, playing the instrument on stage and in the studio.
Guess I'm here to stay. These 20-something years have had their way. I take them day by day.
That's Nick and his wife Heather, known as the ensemble You and Yorn on Urbana-based Parasol Records. The two met while students at Illinois State University. They were introduced to the harmonium during a class on Asian music, including a portion of it devoted to India. The Dylans later moved to Urbana with the intent of making more music. But Nick says what began as a side project evolved as demand for harmoniums grew. For a while, Heather says he was essentially spending his days at the U of I and most nights working in the basement. When they became parents, she gave him an ultimatum.
So I think there was a point at which I said, you need to make a choice with what you're going to do, you know, with your life. Either figure out how, you know, this harmonium business is going to work out, you know, be more than a side business, or you know, give it up, figure out how to sell it.
Last August, Nick gave up his day job and found there was still plenty to do. At any given time, there are about 100 harmoniums in his basement to be worked on or shipped out. Nick says that comes with acoustic instruments made of wood and metal that bends and flexes and changes with the climate.
If you have a pinhole kind of size air leak, the instrument's going to be fundamentally changed as far as the performance. So someone's got to figure out where that pinhole size air leak is and seal it. And then suddenly it's night and day difference between what you had and what you have now. That's always been the case. You know, if you buy a piano, you're going to get it tuned, right? If not, it sounds like junk.
At first, another Beena harmonium that Nick is working on sounds fine, then...
That's pretty normal.
Yeah, was that buzz is okay that we're getting?
Yeah, that buzz is not okay. That's what we'll... I'll just kind of get to the point here.
There's a Dylan lot says tons of people encounter this kind of sound when ordering harmoniums, often from overseas. He says a lot of people order them direct from sources like Amazon, paying at least a few hundred dollars to begin with, then find him online and pay a bit more to get it working right, realizing they would have saved in the long run by buying from him in the first place. Most harmoniums are shipped from overseas, and he then sells them domestically. Nick doesn't work with anyone in central Illinois, but that customer base is always expanding. Harmoniums are often connected to kirtan, a call-and-response kind of chanting meant to heal the mind. Yoga teacher Lisa McCormick says playing and hearing the harmonium lowers her blood pressure and brings out a sound she connects with. At her class in downtown Chicago, she teaches bhakti yoga, a Hindu-influenced spiritual lesson of holistic well-being. McCormick says it's a blessing to have found someone as dedicated as Dylan to buy instruments from and help those like her further their craft. And if they're damaged, Lisa says it's not as if they can be taken to just anyone.
They're very sensitive instruments, and so they're sensitive to humidity, and they don't take well to being knocked around. So I had accidentally knocked this one, and it had several huge big cracks in the baseboard, and so Nick gave it some TLC, and it's back to its former glory.
Dylan says harmoniums aren't terribly unusual in the U.S., They're just an instrument you can't often identify. They've been used by rock legend Neil Young and indie performer Samuel Beam, better known as Iron and Wine. Mick's even gotten his son involved in helping him tune. And 3-year-old Ellery plays a Shruti box, a less complicated but similar acoustic instrument. With two kids and another on the way soon, Mick admits devoting his time solely to working on harmoniums was a bit of a risky move. But one way or another, through referrals or his website, Old Delhi Music, he's found a way to stay busy in his basement, bringing acoustic instruments to life.
And I get to be a part of that process by, you know, getting these things performing the way that, you know, they can, and then pass them on to someone else, and then they just bring it, you know, take it the rest of the way. So it's a unique skill to be able to do that, and I think it's, you know, it's exciting and it's also humble, you know, because I'm down here doing stuff that people don't really see.
Nick's even started his own line of harmoniums, partnering with a manufacturer in India, selling to more retail outlets. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media.